yourself a little bit tall. Hello, it's me, Anthony Hopkins, from Off of Mutiny on the Bounty, and some other stuff as well. Thank you for sending me your brochure giving details of your spring season again as usual, as you have done for the last 30 years. I am very interested in the Guildhall's programmes of plays, events and comedy, as you'll know by now, after 30 pissing years. Oh, come on! We know what all this sending me brochures is all about. You don't want me to come to your poxy huge theatre. You want me to meet you in the gentlemen's labs on the common. Well, do what is known in the trade as a George Michael special. I hate the arts, so do you, you cheating whores. Let's drop our trousers, let's get down to what you're really after. 30 pissing years of brochures, you bad bucket hamster strumpets. Yours sincerely, Anthony Hopkins. P.S. I am wanking as I write this.
Not a sentence you hear very often, is it?
Really.
Actually, when we go around to different towns, we try and like write a bit that's like appropriate to that place. You know, so when we get there, we always say to the first bloke we see at the theatre, usually one of the crew, you know, what defines your town? So at Hull, we said to them, what does Hull mean to you? And they said, fish. So we just said, that fish. And in Norwich, we said, what does Norwich mean to you? He said, mustard and old buildings. That's what we did there. But
when we got here, I asked the bloke, and I said, what's the defining thing about Southampton? And he said, it's a shitty. Will you please welcome on the piano, long-haired, Ted Danson-faced, Bruno from fame, white-sleeving dog, musician Richard Thomas.
I'm Stuart Lee.
I'm called Richard Herring. We are an alcoholic and a shoplifter, respectively. And unlike some morning TV show hosts, we're not ashamed to admit it.
Yeah. Whenever Rich mentions that, I do have to point out, legally, we're obliged to say we are referring there, of course, to Keith Chegwin and the late Lady Isabel Barnett.
No, Stu. I'm not, Stu. We're not your TV name. I'm not referring to them. That'd be ridiculous, Stu. I am referring to Judy Finnegan.
You can't say that, which I said.
Who is an alcoholic. Why do you think she never turns up for work?
She's been ill.
And when she does, she's like, oh, God.
Leave it now.
Hysterectomy student, no. Hysterectomy.
Very good. Brilliant. Clever. I like what you did.
Thanks, I changed the first letter.
I heard.
Ah, you I'm also...
What? Brilliant.
Thank you. I'm also referring to Richard Madeley, who everybody knows is a shoplifter.
You can't.
He is, everyone knows it, twice in a week, a trolley full of bloody spirits and sherry. We know who he's getting it for now, don't we? No wages can pay for the man she drinks. However much he's getting paid, he has to steal.
Leave.
That's who I'm referring to, Stu. Shoplifter.
Well, you are a hypocrite, Rich, because you're a known shoplifter yourself.
Yeah. At least I've never been caught next year, have I? And I am a shoplifter, and I advise you to try it in Southampton. Because it's a great hobby, especially if you go around some of those charity shops, because people there are very old, you can get away with everything. Can't see the hands in front of the faces, but no, it's a great.
You're having a crackdown. I noticed from your local paper there's a crackdown on people who've been caught shoplifting here. We've done two this week, two shoplifts. And the punishment, if you're caught shoplifting in Southampton, is that you have to stay in Southampton. That is the for people caught shoplifting.
There's a shoplifting crusade. That's what it says in your paper. In one day, they caught three people in their crusade. From Bristol, admittedly. But no, shoplifting is a great thing to do for three major reasons. One, you get a fantastic adrenaline rush as you're running away from the shop. Imagine your best orgasm ever, times it by about three. Stack. Two, secondly, it's a cry for help, which can't be bad. And thirdly, most importantly, it's a brilliant way to get free stuff. And that's the best thing about it. So anyway, Stu, you look really good on the poster, Stu, dressed up as Judy Finnegan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, it's very easy to do that, very easy for me to look exactly like Judy Finnegan. Because, of course, Judy Finnegan in real life just looks like a 30-year-old man in drag anyway, so that's an easy thing.
Well, I'm a bit disappointed, though, Stu, because I only came along tonight because I thought you would actually be dressed as Judy Finnegan. I'm a bit disappointed. Why aren't you dressed up as
it? Couldn't do it. So I did it once for that photo shoot and found I enjoyed it rather too much. It's not a risk I can afford to take again.
Yeah, the dress went back to the dry cleaners in a bit of a state.
Yeah, it did.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Move on.
I mean, it was covered in your semen.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
That's
what I
mean. That's a single on top.
Isn't it?
Just making sure. 40 years. Everyone understood that I think they became sexually excited by being dressed as a woman.
They understood.
And ejaculated.
The first
making,
time.
Making sure they understood.
Explain.
What about the Daily
Mail? It is weird though, because we did this, before we did the series this morning, which is not Judy, we just did it, if you saw it. And we had to do a load of press interviews, and the Daily Mirror bloke said to us, "Isn't it bad taste," he said, "of you to call a show this morning with Richard Not Judy now, when Judy Finnegan has gone into hospital with hysterectomy?" And I said, "Well, the thing is, you know as well as I do, we've been calling the show that for 4 years, we've been doing it in Edinburgh. No malice was meant by it, it's just a coincidence, and that is a fact."
Yeah, and we did promise that if Judy Finnegan did very unfortunately die on the operating table, we were going to dedicate an entire show to her memory, so
for a bit of a show, anyway.
Yeah. We could have done a Hispel's Eye about her life. Maybe a hysterectomy time, maybe.
Maybe it would have been more tasteful and appropriate to do a specially commissioned organ gang episode.
Dried up room, alcoholic room, having a bit, just Wendy room, something like that.
Wendy the boom, Wendy the boom, Wendy the cow.
Good, it was going so well. Never
mind. But Southampton, what a fantastic place. Southampton, made, of course, you're famous now at the moment. This is where the Titanic was built, isn't it?
Yeah.
Launched.
Yeah, Southampton's a place so bad, people are prepared to get on a doomed ocean liner with Kate Winslet aboard just to get away. It is better than Portsmouth.
Yeah.
So is everywhere, you know. It's also better than Lymington, isn't it?
A man shouts out, "Southampton's better than Portsmouth." It's like watching dwarf fights.
Portsmouth's got that HMS Victory there, though. That's good. What have you got? Nothing. Mary Rose as well. That's Portsmouth or Southampton. Yeah, there you go. You see Portsmouth again. 2-0 in old ships. You've got the Titanic, which is at the bottom of the sea. Never mind.
But yeah, it is. Of course, and you're famous as well, thanks to your two most famous residents. Benny Hill, he was lived here, was brought up here, and Danny LaRue.
I probably didn't know that.
Danny LaRue's still...
Benny Hill, you'll see him on TV, running along really quickly. Now we know why he was running along. He's trying to run away from Southampton. Made a career out of that, running away.
Danny LaRue, of course, still the most beautiful woman ever to come out of Southampton.
And the most beautiful man as well.
What about the New Forest?
Well, the New Forest, yeah, I've got a promotional leaflet for the New Forest. Your local attraction. The New Forest, called the New Forest, back in the 1100s by William the Conqueror. who didn't show much foresight.
It's not even New Forest for long, is it? It'd been better to call it the Old Forest, wouldn't it? And people have been laughing for the first couple of years at him, but now they're going, oh, it's a good thing calling it the Old. It's really old.
The New Forest. You can go to the New Forest. There's an advert you can't. This is Explore Interactive Displays. This invites you to uncover the Thievey Log. Something you can do anywhere.
Are we going?
I like this, actually. I'll show it to Rich first. There's a picture of a little horse there, a pony, and underneath it says, who owns the New Forest ponies?
I don't know, Stu.
So you can find out. We're going there. Then there's a picture of a tree and a ship, and it says, how many trees does it take to build a ship?
I don't know.
Find out. We're going there. Then there's a question. The question here says, what is a Verdurer stirrup? And above it, there's a picture of a beagle being held up in a kind of stirrup.
It's probably one of those, isn't it?
Yeah.
No point in going there. It's one of those things you put on a beagle shoe.
Unless that's to confuse you. Who knows? The new forest, though.
New Forest, maybe. The people of Southampton were being sarcastic when they called it that. Yeah, it's the New Forest, that. You never know, geez, you never
local
know.
Local material, boats going well, Benny Hill getting a laugh, New Forest, people quite disinterested in that.
You know, there are some things in Southampton you can joke about, Stu, but not the New Forest, but thanks.
You like the Thievey Log, like. See, we can't do that anywhere else.
We go to Portsmouth and start going about the Thievey Log. No response at all. But here it's clearly a famous local thing.
Anyway, maybe, who knows?